Welcome to Apple Daily. It's Tuesday, February 26. Here's today's top Apple headlines. So you know how people send emails and letters to Tim Cook, usually either praising Apple for their products or questioning why it's been so long since a computer was updated? Well, thanks to CNBC, we now know it's actually someone's job to read all of those and forward them on to the right people. And sometimes these notes can inspire real change in the company. Apple has doubled down on its health tech with partnerships in the health insurance field and with new sensors to track health data, in part because those emails and letters had such an impact on Apple's health team. I wonder if anybody's read my letter about the crappy Apple TV remote. Speaking of Apple's health team, Bloomberg reports that Apple plans to add sleep tracking features to the Apple Watch. Apparently, Apple has been testing the feature for several months, and if things go according to plan, sleep tracking could make it in a 2020 Apple Watch update. Also, remember, Apple does own a sleep tracking sensor that you lay on your mattress from when they acquired the company Bedit a couple years ago. It looks like Apple Music will soon be coming to Google Home speakers, according to Mac rumors. They've got a screenshot from the Google Home app that lists Apple Music as one of the music service choices, but the link is not yet live. This makes a lot of sense given Apple's recent partnership with Amazon speakers, and it should make a lot of Google Home users pretty happy. I'm looking at you, listener supporter Josh Lush. And a bonus headline for you, there's a new app out called AirMessage that lets you send iMessages from your Android phone. We've got the full story over on our other show at Tech Daily Podcast. Check it out. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to our sponsor. Check out appledailypodcast.com to see the show notes. If you like the show, please leave a rating or review. It helps out a lot. I'm Shane Lother. You can hit me up on Twitter at Shane, L-O-T-H-E-R. This is Apple Daily. I'll see you tomorrow.